Boosac Gamers Podcast.
Welcome to the Roosac Gamers Podcast, episode 113. This time around, we have Todd running a practice game for Gen Con 2013. Todd's game uses the Pirates of the Spanish Main setting for Savage Worlds. Now, the funny thing is, at Gen Con, no one wanted to play this game. They all wanted Todd to run his Avengers scenario. So this is your chance to hear Todd run Savage Worlds for the group as our PCs go in search of great treasure. I think Jeff and I had a particularly large portion of fun with this one, and I would love to revisit these characters later, especially with the rapport that my illiterate Irishman had with Jeff's Spaniard. Now, this one does get a little salty, pun intended, which means it's a little more mature in the subject matter than in other games. However, our usual standards do apply. There's nothing you will hear that is any more offensive than what you would see during a prime time on one of the network TV channels. Also, the sound quality is not what I prefer. Let's just say that there were issues, and I'm sorry. Now, if you're interested in Pirates of the Spanish Main, check out the link in the show notes. Enjoy the show.
Okay, so, yeah, cool.
All right. So, anyway, this is the Pirates of the Spanish Main, which is the variant that...
Setting
for the Savage World. So, and the gist of it is that you are in, call it 16th. No, more like 17th century Caribbean, when you have the Spanish, Portuguese, English, French, all vying for control of the Caribbean and Central and South America.
This is correct.
Those at home, you can actually go to the Pinnacle website and they will... You can see some of the things that I'm passing out to the guys now. Here is a map of the Caribbean at this time.
Why did you circle all the naked beaches?
Because I could.
Todd, were these listed under the games at Pinnacle?
Yeah, the if you go to the downloads, they'll have the map and they'll have the where they normally have the character sheets and
okay.
That kind of.
Thing. I will link to it in the show notes.
Okay. All right. Since we've got five here tonight, it's. For 4 to 6 players, read over your character and tell me what you got. Jeff, you want to talk?
Sam Goodman. I am a fugitive slave. I don't know where that was. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
He's a fugitive slave and treasure hunter. That's what.
Treasure hunter.
Did I put TH or something out by?
No, just Sam Goodman.
Okay. All right.
Can we up your base there, Jeff?
Sam Goodman.
All right, you want to meet up your base? I can
tell you're in.
Never had it. Never will.
And
Doug, what have you got?
Jacob Blood, Privateer. Oh, I'm sorry. I am I'm cautious, which is a little weird. Vengeful and wanted minor, sought by authority, because of the fugitive slave, which does like its play into the hindrance. Block. He's got block, which gives him +1 to parry. He's brawny, +1 to toughness. He has first strike. And he gets a free attack when somebody moves in next to him, and he is fleet-footed. He is fast.
Doug?
So Jacob, his major hindrance is code of honor. He keeps his word, won't abuse or kill. He's loyal. He has a minor phobia of being confined. His edges are command, common bond, English royal connections, and the like.
Okay. Has anybody ever seen Captain Blood? Anybody know that movie?
No, I've never seen it.
It's an old Errol Flynn movie, and that's basically what the picture is of Errol Flynn from that movie.
Uh-huh.
And Peter Blood was his name in the movie, but he was a doctor who was mistakenly, he treated somebody, and it turns out to be some kind of a traitor to the king, and they imprisoned him and took him off to Port Royal, Jamaica, and that kind of thing. And he escapes and becomes a privateer. So that's what that character is based on. Hmm. Joe?
Well, pirate trivia.
Yep.
For those.
Yep.
John Haverford, treasure hunter and pilot. Curious, garrulous, which means carousing costs are doubled.
Right.
And he is a quirk. He's
not if you're a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. fair enough. He's brawny. He's got combat reflexes.
Bill?
I'm playing Henri Duchamp. Surgeon Spy.
anemic of all things, cautious and wanted, as alertness.
What's he wanted for?
Spying on the Spanish court.
Okay.
Obviously, that's going to come in play at some point.
It can, yeah.
But he's alert, he's attractive, he's a jack of all trades, he's level-headed and luck.
There you go.
And boy, does he have some high stats. Got a 12 spots.
Smarty pink.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I like the fact that he's vengeful for my gun. He used Jamie Foxx's picture.
Well, it's from Django.
Roy is playing Philip Gray. He's a Marine. Hindrances are illiterate, overconfident, and it says ugly here, but I don't think he's that ugly.
Oh, he is.
No, he's amazingly attractive.
Oh, for you?
Overconfident.
Oh, okay. There you go.
He's brawny. He's a fighter of a renown is what it looks like. He's brawny. He can dodge and basically shoot. And I assume his trademark weapon is the musket.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Cause while there are firearms in this game, they're primitive firearms. You can shoot, but it takes two actions. Most times it takes two actions, or even in some cases three, to reload.
Not me.
So, yeah, he's the only one who can kind of do that. So there's one guy do that, and then there was, and it looks like the one that you guys did not pick, who is the duelist.
He only had knives.
No, he had rapier.
You had Sam Goodman in here again.
Yeah, we know.
There's one of the sheep. Oh, is there?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Yeah, you can change to him if you want. But he's a duelist, and he's all about swords. He has two attacks and that kind of thing.
I'm totally playing the Spaniard, man.
That's fine.
With the two swords.
Yeah.
No offense to Sam Goodman.
You gonna become Inigo Montoya now? Would you like Doug's shirt?
Hey, cool. I'm the Spaniard.
Well, I would give you the one with two swords, but that's a girl.
Do not give me a front or you will taste my blades.
Why can't you play
my blades?
Here, I'll give you this one.
I'll play the chick. Oh, all right.
Or here, you can have the chick. It's up to you.
I am a Spaniard.
You can change your name.
Manuela.
You want to read his then?
All right, instead of playing Sam Goodman, I am arrogant, delusional.
What's his name?
Manuel de la Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Duelist. He is arrogant, delusional. He has a phobia of rats. He is ambidextrous. He can block. He's got flèche. He can move 2 inches before attack,
and then get away without withdrawal without a
spring attack.
Yeah,
he's fleet-footed, and he is two-fisted.
Yeah, so he's
dos manos.
Yeah, he's if he can get in an attack, he's great, but he's got a glass jaw.
I am going to play him with honor.
Okay.
Last job, I got a parry at 10. But he has no toughness, senor.
Yeah, once he gets hit.
His toughness is a 2.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. That is a raise. I am wounded.
I have 5 wounds. I'm going to hit you for 4. I have 5 wounds.
Oh, God, I got a paper cut. I'm dead.
I rolled a 5. That is a raise. I will make my vigor roll now. All right.
All right. The gist behind this is that you guys are in Port Royal. You have been together for several months, maybe 6 months to a year. That time, and most of your time has been spent treasure hunting, which is not unusual, for this time, or, it's kind of accepted too by the governor of Jamaica, who is Governor Lynch. It's a normal thing. It's people making money, and he gets a cut of it, and he encourages people to come back into Port Royal and spend as much of it as they can. while you are at your local watering hole or wherever it is that you are, maybe even at the docks, you have gotten a invitation. It's not even an invitation. You actually have soldiers come up and demand that all of you come and see Governor Lynch now.
Of course, he wants the best swordsman on the island.
Why, thank you. I'll be happy to go.
You can carry my blades. You will be my second.
Oh, you're giving me your swords. Oh, these are shiny, man. Really? Thanks. I appreciate this.
You are welcome. I know that you cannot use them. I take them away from you like candy from a baby. A literal niño.
Are you kidding? These things will be fantastic when I cook dinner tonight.
See, you do not know what that's for. We go to meet this governor.
Very well.
Aha!
You are brought to, you're brought to the governor's palace, or the governor's quarters, and as you come in, the governor's there, and along with a few other people that you see him talking to. But as you walk in, as the soldiers kind of escort you guys in, the two or three people that he's talking to, they just kind of, they don't leave, but they kind of slink to the side of the room, out of the way. Bill, give me a notice roll. Don't forget your wild card.
Give me one.
Yeah.
Seven.
So it hits with no raise. You recognize some of these people that have left as being with the in the British Secret Service, the English Secret Service. They're part of their spy group. So you recognize one of them as probably one of the ones I've seen before.
So. Okay.
So you come in there and the governor, gentlemen, I understand that you can operate under the nose of everyone else in the Caribbean so far. You've been known to go from mainland Mexico all the way out to the Bahamas and even farther. There is a mission of importance that I need to have done, and you are the people to do it. When can you start?
We can start right now. Well, absolutely, we can start right now.
Well, obviously, you recognize talent.
Yes,
what,
I do.
What is in it for us?
Here's what I need.
Haha.
There is a ship leaving Havana. I don't know when it's leaving. I don't know if it's already left, because I don't know how quick this information has gotten to me.
Which ship is this?
The ship is the El Cordero de Dios.
Something of God.
You know what that is?
The something of God.
Well, I know that, but Jeff is looking up like he knows what it is.
It's not written on my ceiling.
Cordero.
Yeah. Cordero.
The ropes of God.
No.
Wait a minute. The
Cordero?
Spell it again? Grace.
Cordero. Cordero.
Grace? I think
it's God's chicken.
Cordero.
Actually, Doug's closer.
No, pollo is chicken, caballo is horse, the horse of God. the horse of God.
He's something of God. Cordero. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm. Cordero.
Who comes to take us away.
What's a winner on our ship?
No, you didn't.
Because we are full of these sins.
We're going to get to that here in just a second.
It's going to take us away because we are full of these sins?
Right.
Yes, we are.
So, he needs you to capture the El Cordero de Dios. He says, I don't care what you do with it.
Can we sink it?
You can sink it.
Can we sink it?
Yes.
We have permission to sink it?
Yes. You would sink the Lamb of God?
Yes.
To the bottom of the Atlantic.
Here's the most important thing. Is that on there.
Must remember he is English.
On there is treasure.
Bite your tongue!
Hello, Clip.
I'm not English. I am not English.
He's talking to me.
He's talking about me.
No, I was talking about the Irishman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You are English.
That was American.
Yes, but you're English.
No, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just rude. I apologize to all the Irish listeners out there.
I'm just trying to irritate Roy.
He's drinking whiskey.
I am not.
No, I am.
No, it's bourbon.
Bourbon, thank you.
The Governor Lynch, Sheriff and me. What is your problem with the Lamb of God? What's your problem with this boat?
I have no problem with it. I have been given orders to do this, and it is necessary for it to be done. So
I glance over at the people who he was just talking to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair assumption that they're the ones who gave him the orders.
Yes.
Sinking a ship is no easy task.
You don't have to sink it. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. What I need you to do is board it. Get the treasure that's on it. Any treasure on there you can keep. It is yours to keep. Now, my understanding is that there will be quite a bit of treasure on there. However, one specific item must be brought back here to this office. And it is known as the Eyes of the Dragon.
The Eye of the Dragon.
Eyes of the Dragon. I have no idea what it looks like. I don't know what it is. All I know is that once you see it, you will know.
I must have it.
So it's porn.
It could be, yes.
The internet hadn't been invented yet.
But porn had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, images took a lot longer to download.
Yeah, ever since there was charcoal and a wall, there's been porn. So.
Hand puppets.
Yeah.
Hand puppets and fire.
Ow.
So he needs that brought back to Port Royal.
What's in it for us?
The rest of the treasure is yours to keep.
And we will have papers to prove this?
You have a mark.
Yes.
That he gives to you. The M-A-R-Q-U-E.
And we can keep the ship and sell it.
That is your discretion. But my understanding is that it's going back on that ship. Now, how you get it, I know that it is set to leave Havana for Spain. So Madrid's the capital. I'm trying to think of a coastal city in Spain. But it is set to go back.
Probably Madrid. I think is Madrid on the
Madrid's coast? The capital, but I don't know if it's a coastal city. But anyway, that's what it's, you need to get it before. It's
terrible.
I mean, if you have to go all the way to Spain and get it, that's fine. But not only, I can tell you this. If you bring that back, you will have free reign of Port Royal. This can be your home base. I can guarantee that. And you will pay no duties for the use of the port forever.
This is a good deal.
It is a very good deal.
But of course.
So.
I can get us there.
Thank you, Mr. Lennon.
I'm trying to go with French.
Okay. But the mission is to
that's terrible.
He says he doesn't know if it's left Havana. But it is due to go from Havana to Spain.
Gibraltar.
There you go. Gibraltar. Which I guess is not in Spanish hands.
Gibraltar. Nearly killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And this ship is...
Cadiz. Now Cadiz is...
Cadiz.
That's a Spanish port, I know that.
But the ship hasn't left the dock.
As far as he knows, no, the ship has not left the dock.
Well, then there is no time to be wasted. We must be going now. Okay. Come, little Neo with the swords. We go.
Alright.
Little baby man.
Alright, so, he insists that you leave right now. It's the middle of the day and-
Absolutely, why not?
Yeah.
Let us go take these sheep.
Alright.
It will be easy to do if it is still in the port.
So it takes you-
What's the name of our ship?
With the sheep?
Well, that was my question, Bill. What are we doing with sheep? What?
You know, the sheep.
Yep.
Yeah, because here's one thing that...
Oh, we have a ship, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your ship is probably a three-masted ship, but this will work for...
You're not going to have your players make their ship in the game or anything.
Yeah, but this is your ship.
Well, but, okay, but you got a two-hour slot.
No, I'm going to have the ship. The only thing I'll do is the player... I would like for players to name the ship.
Spanish fly.
It is open again?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry. The caballos are getting out of the bar.
Yeah, if you wanted the Spanish fly, we'll name it that.
What's your mom's name?
Marjorie.
Mary.
Mary?
Maria.
Maria.
He's talking about the ghost.
Maria.
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 The specter.
Specter de Maria.
Maria del Spiritu Santo.
That's a bit much. Maria something or another would be fine. But
Maria's ghost.
Ah, Maria's spirit?
Spirit of Maria.
Spirit of Maria.
All right.
Spirit of Mary.
Spirit there of Maria. Go. Okay, the spirit of Maria leaves...
Spirit of Maria.
Leaves
these
Port
are good
Royal.
Men I travel with, Mother. Good men.
It leaves Port Royal on its way to Havana. It takes you a day, 2 days to get to Havana.
We have very good wind.
Yes. You approach the port of Havana, which is actually a larger port than Port Royal is. And there are ships going in, going out. There along the port, you see what actually is two large ships of the line and smaller ships, merchant ships, that kind
of thing. For those of us who are not really big ship nerds, mm-hmm. We mean ship of the line.
Ship of the line, big five-masted ship with like 24, 36 guns.
Got it.
As you go on further in history, they go up to like 120.
Mm-hmm. How many cannons do we have?
Your ship has 6.
Okay.
So we're massively outgunned.
Yes, you have 3 guns on each side.
We're what?
Massively
outgunned.
What? I'm asking Roy's character. What? Are we massively outgunned, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't mean we can't take it. I may be illiterate, but I can count. They got like 15, 20 guns over there.
I like
there.
That one.
We got like 6.
This tastes like crap, but it's good.
Hmm? But I can make it better.
Oh, I got a chip. Thank you.
All right.
So like your mother told me, it's how you use it.
We will not discuss my mother once I get her outpost.
What she said last night.
Oh.
And then there were 4.
That is uno.
She manifested in my room.
That is dos. On tres, like you die.
Like in the montage in Ghostbusters?
Right. She sleeps above the covers.
6 feet above the covers.
All right, you come into the port, and like I said, there's the ships of the line. Jacob, do me a notice.
That'd be a 1.
Yep, there's a whole bunch of ships.
Yeah, I see ships.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can spend bennies on that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the notice skill, so.
Wait a minute. Do you want to trade me?
What language do you speak, Jacob?
English. Dutch, English, French, Spanish.
Okay.
Cool. Do it.
Okay. Hey, look. I'm suddenly very noticing.
We've just used cards. Yeah. We're using action cards.
Yeah, adventure
cards.
Adventure cards, yeah. And this one is Epiphany, which is suddenly something you never understood before suddenly clicks. You gain a D6 in any skill you previously did not have for the remainder of this game session. So you have a D6 to notice. For the remainder
of
the
session. Look out, not down. Duh.
Well, But what you notice is that one of the ships of the line looks like it has painted over its name recently. Matter of fact, you can tell that the paint is still wet.
Okay.
And
did it look like it had a long name before?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is it.
That's got to be it.
This has got
to
be it.
It has to be it. Is the gangplank down?
Yes.
Let's charge. We should charge right now. We should just run right up and charge. They'll never expect it.
After you.
You're going to attack the ship.
It's still in port, right?
Yeah, it's still in port.
It doesn't look, is it rigged for sailing yet?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's going to go out soon.
Is this the ship?
Yes.
You can presume that.
I'd like to know.
Okay. How would you like to know?
I want to investigate the situation.
Okay.
So we're not attacking the ship right now?
Well, wait a minute. We need a plan.
Exactly. And for that, you need details.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to get the details.
Many details. And I like the plan where we let the ship leave. We follow its will.
Except it's a bigger ship and it's faster.
Continuing with the description of the plan he would like to have, I'm going to go find details.
Okay. So the captain of the ship, which actually is Jacob, it's Jacob's captain.
It's my ship.
Yeah. Docks the ship and,
I was a pilot. Don't I dock the ship?
Well, you can pilot the ship. Matter of fact, when there's a chase, you're the guy to be at the helm.
I will stand on the prow of our ship to give us the best appearance.
The plow?
Prow.
You hold out your hands.
Your accent is a bit
of the ship, and I will stand on the helm. I will stand on the prow, so that the people stop it. That is uno.
There's no L in prow.
When we get to the docks, they will see me first, and we will have the best impression possible.
As you come up to the docks and tie off on the docks, put the plank down, a guy in a very formal attire comes walking up. Captain?
Yes.
20 pistol.
20? It's outrageous. The going rate's 10.
Nada. 20 pistoles.
15 then.
20 pistoles.
Don't take that from him, Captain.
Haggle. Social combat.
Yeah. You can do that if you like.
I can enjoy it.
Okay.
We have 2 hours. Jeff. Arguing over 15.
Jeff, take his dice away.
Just take his dice. What are you going to do when they want to haggle when you actually get to the con? Huh? What are we going to do? Huh? Well, thank you for playing the haggle game.
Thank you for 20 pistoles.
And Doug, what happens when the haggling leads to a firefight?
Nice.
Allowing the rest of us to sneak on board the other ship and take it.
Yes, pick a fight with the biggest guard there. I don't want to get arrested.
Why?
It's his ship.
But if he gets arrested, it's
because I'm afraid of jail cells.
Yes, we don't want to endanger Joel's ship.
See? Now that was a good one. I like that, Doug.
What's up?
He's afraid of jail cells. He's not going to get arrested.
Why is he afraid of jail cells?
Because
it's my hindrance.
Thank you.
How many jail cells have you been in?
Phobia of confinement.
Very well.
So
he sleeps above the deck.
Yeah.
4 feet above the deck.
So now you are in Habana and it is sunset.
I get a cigar.
Okay.
I can find oranges and plantains.
You can do that without any problems.
Donde está en Cuba? Get a cigar.
I walk up to the ship that we're looking at. I walk up to the ship we're looking for and admire it.
You don't get too awful close because there are guards going down the docks too.
I walk past the guards. I attempt to walk past the guards.
They do not let you. They
bluff my way past the guards.
How are you going to bluff your way past the guards? I'll say that you can bluff your way. How are you going to do that?
Out of my way, gentlemen. I am here to observe this fine vessel. Do not hinder me.
Did your guy just become a gnome?
Bard.
Okay.
Bards are bard. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Is he Irish? Is that Irish?
Look, every time I try to think of an Irish accent, it comes out like the thing on Lucky Charms, and I'm not doing that. Okay, so I'm just not. I'm just playing the character and not the accent.
All you got to do is raise your voice as you can.
I kind of do it, Captain, and that comes out Scottish, see?
What does bluff go against?
No, that's Faith and Begora.
It's
my island, is what I was trying to put a...
If he's trying to bluff, I don't know. I mean, somebody have the book there. If he's trying to bluff, it depends. I mean, combat, you can use smarts, and it gives you, but it gives you a +2. Is it
persuasion versus will?
Yeah.
I don't have persuasion, so.
So that's a D4 -2.
Yep. And my pasta.
It's will.
Who has
smarts?
Smarts.
Okay. Okay.
Smarts.
Why not smarts?
Die.
They don't, if they're moved, two. They only get one die, right?
Three, right.
So what do you
well,
say, two?
They, I know. Three, anyway.
Yeah, minus thank two.
You. You're gonna need to know that.
I know, I forget that all
you're
the time.
You're gonna kill off the characters.
I know.
Hopefully, yeah. I'll come and stand over your shoulder. Don't.
So far, that's...
Oh, so you hand, oh, hang on, he turns to the face shift.
Yeah, two of them.
Oh, there we are. Step five. I said out of my way.
Our apologies.
Don't and you see my clipboard?
And they stand back and still stand at the ready, but you walk that right past them.
Sure.
You can go all the way up to the gangplank of the ship.
I want to take a good look at the name.
Okay. All right.
Aren't you illiterate?
Yes, I'm illiterate.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
I'm going to take a good look at that name.
Okay.
I have no idea what it says.
But the paint is wet.
The paint
is wet, yeah. And it is pretty script. And what it looks like to you is a bunch of spaghetti noodles all thrown together.
Is there a deckhand nearby?
Oh, yeah. There's an officer of the watch.
You!
Officer of the watch.
Yeah.
You. What is the name of the ship? That fine scroll work on the name is so ornate, I can't even make it out. What is the name of the ship?
Who are you, sir?
I am Philip de Grey.
Well, sir, this ship is none of your business.
As he's talking...
Is it not a matter of formal record? It is here. Is it not?
Yes, as he's talking.
Can I walk down the gangplank with my cigar, like, hello, I am with him. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. I walk by and go, hello. Oh, you're doing a fine job. Hello. Hello. And I'll walk.
It's a matter of record with the royalty. This is a royal ship, sir. Of the Royal Navy.
Yeah, that's fine. There's no royalty here on this island.
And you know this how?
I'm a man of means. I'm a man of knowledge. I am a man of expertise.
Who can't read?
He doesn't know that.
The name of the ship is Sea Jack Run.
Well, it's obviously faked.
The name
player knows that, but
the name of the ship, sir, is Elgato del Sol.
Cat in the Sun?
Sun's cat. And if you since you're from Kentucky.
I know exactly what Elgato del Sol is, but
Hello, Officer of the Watch. How are you today?
Fine, senor.
Is this not a beautiful ship?
The Gato del Sol. It is the finest ship in the docks.
You can make out that scrawl up there?
I can. It is beautiful. That is the most...
That is the foulest smelling cigar I've ever smelt.
Yes, but it tastes great.
Where did you get that?
Is there anything that I can do for you this evening?
Oh, you're still here.
Yes.
Sir, we would like to, join your fine vessel. To join your fine vessel. I would like to give you my sword.
You need to talk to the governor of Havana.
The governor of Havana.
Yes.
I have one speed dial. One moment.
No. We would like to purchase the ship.
No. We cannot purchase this ship.
Of course we can purchase this ship.
It belongs to the governor.
They're going back and forth. Bill, what are you doing?
I never got to my pot of gold.
Well, I'm going to ask people who are in their cups and talk to dock hands.
Okay. You're going to investigate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Street.
Well, you've got investigation, I believe.
Yeah.
Do we have investigation in this game?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody does. It's a D4 minus 2, Joe.
Well, some games have streetwise, some games have.
Well, you've got I think you've got.
I got streetwise too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I have neither.
I have no need of them.
That's right. People just walk up and give me information.
You want to roll an investigation or streetwise? Which one you want to do?
Numbers wise, I want to do an investigation.
Okay, what do you want to find out?
I want to find out a lot. First off, I want to make sure that this is the ship that we're at. Okay. That's first.
Okay.
I also want to know, crew complement, time when they're leaving port,
mm-hmm.
and anything else that's relevant that I can't think of at the moment.
Okay. Joe, are you going to do the same thing?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing, only I'm going to hit the streets.
Okay. All right. Do you want to find out the exact same thing?
Yeah, I want to find out what I can. What I can.
Okay. All right, Bill, make you roll.
Chips. I know this is dropping after Gen Con, but players on Savage Worlds, you should be throwing chips around quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice roll.
A 10. Joe, you want to roll yours?
Sure. 4.
Okay. A 10 and a 4 together over the time that you're there.
And you find... any advantage from the two making a spectacle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they're kind of loud, especially this one.
Yeah. Yes. The Spaniard?
The Spaniard is...
We cannot buy this ship.
Matter of fact, the guards who are supposed to be guarding just keep looking back at him, and they're not just beside themselves.
That is why I keep him around.
Right. So you find out a couple of the following things, that the ship's name was painted earlier today. The ship actually got in yesterday. There were not a full complement of crew. It was a skeleton crew on this ship.
Oh, it is haunted.
Was or is?
There was a skeleton crew on the ship. Okay. That left, and they came off in a hurry. The ship was painted today and the name was changed, which was very unusual. That's what got a lot of people talking, is why are they changing the name of it? And it intends to leave in the morning. And as far as the crew, they know that there's a captain, but more importantly, that there was an emissary from the king on board the ship, and he went straight to the governor's office as soon as he got off.
We must kill him.
What?
I like his plan.
Mm-hmm. And with your raise, what you found out is that there was a ship that came earlier, probably about 2 months ago, directly from the king. And it had a list on it, but no one can tell you what that list was. It was a list requesting things from the governor.
I found the local house of ill repute.
And it's quite easy to find.
I want to find the nicest house. In town.
That's a little more difficult.
Yes.
I want to find the nicest one.
That's a little more difficult.
All right. You do.
Okay. I go find the madam.
She's in the middle of something. But she will, she'll be down in probably, 8 to 10 minutes. But she finally comes down and she says, "Hello, my tall fellow.
My dear lady, I wish to hire your establishment for the evening. Everyone."
Well,
insatiable.
That is impressive, young man. I appreciate that. Where's the coin?
I take out my sack of coins and I jingle it.
Well, it will be...
My ship is leaving tonight, and I wish to show my men a good time.
That's impressive. So, how many men are we talking? Are we talking 50 or 60? Because I can accommodate that many.
5.
How many are on this boat?
I can make love like
on
10 men.
On yours?
No, on the Spanish boat.
On the Spanish boat? About 12.
About 20.
20. Well, we can certainly do that. So she quotes you a price.
Okay.
150 pistoles.
Hello.
I'll give you 50 now and 100 after.
She's okay with that. She takes that.
I hand her 50.
Okay. And she says, "When can I expect these gentlemen?"
They'll be up shortly.
Bring the ladies to the dock at sunset.
Okay. So we have to go and get them?
I give her another 50.
Okay, we'll go and get them.
Excellent.
So.
I like this plan.
It's a surprise.
She rounds up her most gorgeous women and,
That one's mine.
Yeah.
All of them from Spain.
All of them, yes. And they start going in carriages that she has and they go on down to the dock.
Okay. I'll head back down to the dock.
Okay. As you follow them down to the docks, you see the 5 carriages roll on up, And a lot of heads perk up and start looking, and because this is, you know, they're not expecting this to leave. You liked that one, didn't you, Joe?
That amount of what?
Yeah, exactly.
Popping up all over the dock.
So the doors pop open, and a couple of the ladies come out, and the madam comes out with them, and she looks at you.
And who?
At Doug. Jacob.
Jacob.
Hello! Hello!
I start leading them towards the ship.
Okay.
Ladies, this way.
Meanwhile, me and the Spaniard are still arguing down by the ship.
Yeah. So you hear back and forth.
We cannot buy this ship. I have to go now. So I just stopped mid-sentence. I have to go.
Why do you have to go?
Something pressing has come up.
So as you come up there, the two guards said, halt.
Ladies, this one's for you. Man, this one's for you. I handed the other guard. The rest of you went with me, and I just walked past them.
We in no way endorse the drafting of human beings.
Okay. They come up to the gangplank, and the officer of the deck is sitting there listening to these two prattle on. And all of a sudden he sees the other, all this line of women walk up to him.
What?
Madam?
Cat got your tongue?
Senora?
Sir, it's a gift from the governor. Please, ladies, that way. And I start ushering up the plank.
May we come aboard.
Gracias, señor.
I'll follow him up the gameplay.
My heartfelt thanks. And so...
I will grab two and escort them up.
Okay.
Oh, there's plenty to go around.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
So they, I'm going to get on the boat. They all go up the gangplank, except for the two that are with the guards right there first.
Sure.
And they get up at the top there, and... the madam goes, where are the rest of the gentlemen? And the officer of the deck goes, rest of the crew's in their quarters, man. And she says, she picks out two. She says, would you be so kind as to escort these ladies down there? And he says, well, of course. And so he leaves, and the deck is empty.
Okay.
Time to go.
I'll hand the madam the other 100, and we'll head down to the lower decks.
So okay. We have 100 pistolas, 200 pistolas.
I got 425.
The captain obviously has a plan, so we're going right up with
him. Okay.
I don't know. Oh, captain, should I be staying with the boat in case we need to follow you, or are we just going to leave our boat?
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. I bought you a bigger boat.
It
only costs 20
bucks. Do a boating check.
Can we... pilot this thing with just us?
Do a boating check.
Hello.
Of course we can.
Well, with our crew of trolls, I suppose we can. Sorry,
there's
not trolls.
There's not. Just the five of you is not enough to man the ship. You could probably, raise the anchor and maybe get it going out, but there's no way that you could get this ship moving. With any kind of, I mean, this thing is enormous. It's probably three times the size of your ship.
Don't listen to those words in your head. We can do this.
Yeah.
Just the five.
You need 20 people to man this one. And that's, they've got the bare minimum of people to man this.
They have a skeleton crew of 12, and they are not the match of us. We can do this.
I will follow the captain.
The captain's not here.
The officer
is watching.
As he goes downstairs.
Okay.
With the young lady.
All right. So he goes on downstairs, and there's some bunks and mostly hammocks, just nailed up to one end to the other.
Part of the back.
Yeah. Well. So they're down in the holds, and some of them you might have an ensign or a midshipman or something like that. It's down there, and he kind of expresses what this is about, and they said with the compliments of the governor, evidently. And they're all as happy as they can be. And because they were thinking that they were just going to be stuck on the ship and then going back.
Todd, are there any ships of comparable size?
Yes, there's one other.
How far away is it?
Right next to it.
Right next to it?
Yeah.
I walk over there too. I'm hiring to run the ship next door. Anybody want to go with me?
They work for the king.
Tell them we party like this every night.
Did you see what the last crew got rewarded with? Did you see what the last crew got rewarded with?
Oh, you went over to the other ship.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. No, they're military. They're not.
I need to find a merchant ship.
There are merchant ships around here.
I will find the nearest merchant ship, and yeah, I don't want a military ship.
Okay.
No, I want to go to a merchant ship. Those guys are more easily bought.
Well, you want to still, let's still deal with all the ladies of the evening downstairs first. All right, so you follow them downstairs and heard what said. Anything else?
I'm going to wait for the officer of the watch to
become engaged.
Retire and become engaged, and then I'm going to have a chat with him about the Ojos del Dios, the eyes
of the dragon.
Yeah, the eyes of the dragon. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to wait till he becomes engaged and distracted.
Okay.
And then I'm going to walk in and pull his weapons away from him, drop them, put my sword in his throat and say, where are the eyes of the dragon?
So okay. You're up at the house?
No, I'm downstairs.
No, he's
down. I'm down below deck.
He's down below deck.
As he's gone in to take advantage of this boon.
I thought they were leading them back up to the house.
No.
They're going to service them on the ship.
On the ship.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to service them on the ship.
Yeah, so as...
I brought the party to the docks.
I got you.
I know that Doug... totally brought this into the game.
Yeah. Roll with it. It's great. Yeah. Let's go.
Not, where's my card with the black egg? Not appropriate for a cut. But okay, go ahead.
So you're down there.
Yes, I'm going to wait for him to become engaged.
He becomes engaged. And you draw your sword.
He becomes engaged.
Okay.
And you know, discreetly. I don't want the other guys to see.
Hurry up, you little guy.
Okay, well, he's got his own quarters, so he retires to his own quarters.
Right. I wait for them to become engaged, and I will slip in.
Okay.
As stealthily if I can.
Okay.
And I'm going to... Yes, I do have a stealth. But I want to sneak in and...
All right, roll your stealth.
Nice.
Because while he's over there being sneaky, I'm going to go walk up to the captain's quarters.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot holes.
And I'm going to dress up like a lady.
I get a five. That's
five.
Strenuous.
And he gets a one. He is completely caught off guard.
Okay. I will.
No, wait a minute. When Joe says that, I get the image in my head from the Pirates of the Caribbean scene when the two pirates are dressed as women or out on the boat.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing in my head.
Ugliest dress I can.
I have my sword and dagger out.
Uh-huh.
I put my dagger to the lady's throat.
Uh-huh.
I put my sword to his throat.
Oh, she squeaks a little bit.
I tell her, don't stop. It's okay. You can continue. And I tell him, Hello. I am looking for the eyes of the dragon. Now, you can tell me where they are, or this will be the last you have ever.
The last hurrah.
He looks at you like he has absolutely no clue what you're talking about. None.
I bet.
I can't think.
Yeah, he has no idea what you're talking about. I mean, and he's... Eyes of what? I have no clue. And of course, he's a little distracted too at the same time. But yeah, I mean, he has no idea.
You're doing wonderful. No, keep going.
You're doing wonderful here. Thank you.
You're doing fine. You have nothing to fear from me. You, sir, do you have the keys to the captain's cabin?
Yes.
Where are they?
And he points at his pants over there in the corner.
I say, oh, I'm sorry, miss. I misspoke. You're going to stop. Go get me his pants.
He has no pants.
She gets up.
Or go get me his belt pouch. Okay.
So he goes and she brings back a belt pouch.
Okay. And I say, the keys are in here.
Keys are on there.
I say, would you verify that for me, young lady?
And she holds them. There's a small ring of keys and she doesn't know which is which. So she...
Oh, senorita, you are... And I want to...
Knock him out?
I want to knock him out. I don't want to kill him. I'm
okay.
On his throat.
But you knock him out. Okay. I'll just say you knock him out.
Princess Bride.
Yeah, okay.
But since I can't have you following me.
And I go, another time, my dear. And I go, you can find
someone else. And I'll pull out some money and hand it to her.
Okay.
Let's just keep this someone
else. She shouts it in way. Okay. No big deal.
And I'll kiss her hand and head up to the captain's quarters.
Okay. Up at the captain's quarters, you find the Marine is already up there trying to get into the locked door.
What does he get?
Keys.
Oh. Oh, by all means. I knew someone would eventually show up with the keys. Oh, I take the keys from him and I unlock
it. And I will turn with my swords in a stance.
Preparing. Ta-da.
Ta-da, you know, with
okay.
my... And I will flare and I will block for him as he unlocks this puerto.
All right, so he unlocks...
Abierto!
He unlocks the door and it's what you would typically think is in the back of a captain's quarters in the back of a ship, and it's pretty nice.
Is it well kept or is it messy?
No, it's very well kept.
Okay. We must ransack this.
Very well.
I start breaking things.
Oh, no, we are not animals. You can look, ransack, don't
oh, no, no,
look.
We're looking?
Break. Take his maps.
We don't know exactly.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Take his maps.
No.
Take him.
Do we know what we are looking for?
Something about the dragon. We'll know it when we see it.
How about, since you...
It's the captain's porn stash.
Since you're not so good at reading, take your time, be slow, and we'll examine and search. Let's not just break things, because we may break it and then we'll uncover.
You've got the points.
Two.
We need to be very careful here. We need to just... And I will come in, I'll close the door, and say, I'll tell you what. I will search, you watch.
I draw and load my musket.
Okay.
My flintlock pistol.
Okay.
Oh, and as we're going in the door, I'll yell if I see one of these the other three guys mm-hmm. out on deck.
I'll stay on deck.
Okay.
If I see what's your character's name?
Henri.
I went
below deck.
Where's the pilot?
He went below deck too. No, you went looking for a dress.
I'm assuming there's dresses thrown about.
Oh yeah.
While the competition going on.
All right.
Put a dress on.
All right. You got one on.
I would like to poke around and try to find the treasure cache.
He gets grabbed by a sailor from behind.
I like a beefy woman.
Right, and when I turn around, they see the mustache.
Okay.
So they go, oh, I like a Mary.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm your type.
So they pass on you every time.
You don't know me that well.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates? Okay, so you're looking around for a treasure.
I'm out.
You're looking
I'm
around.
Out.
Okay,
shut it down.
Those
shut it all down right.
Those looking around for a treasure, you see just normal ship's provisions, especially normal for this type of ship. You know, food, water, wine, rum. There's more food that it's. You can tell stuff that's new, new food stocks. There's still. Armament down here. You find, shot and gunpowder and stuff like that.
Seeing all these foodstuffs, I still want to search and find, but since I'm here.
Right.
I think I'll poison the food.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. With what, are you talking about killing poison? Are you talking about sleeping poison or what?
Sick. Unable to work the ship.
Okay. Okay.
Well, he can get out, but they're gonna succumb, and we can catch them.
All right. What kind of skill do you have that might be appropriate?
I have no clue.
But you're a jack of all trades too.
Right, which means I have a four in anything.
Don't you have a healing one?
I have knowledge medicine. I have healing.
You can do knowledge medicine or healing, either one, whatever might be better for you.
Healing, you say, will work?
Yeah.
All that gunpowder just blow up the ship.
Sprinkle the food with the gunpowder. That'll be.
Yeah,
well,
that might taste bad.
Sulfur and
the
saltpeter?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, the sulfur might taste bad, but the saltpeter, they won't notice that till the next time they go to a whorehouse.
So days.
Oh, there's an 8! Slowly.
11.
Mine
goes to 11.
Not only do you make one that's going to make them sick, it's going to make them sick, not kill them, and it is tasteless.
Awesome. We call it Montezuma's revenge.
Yes.
Indeed.
All right.
No, it's Henri's revenge.
Henri's revenge.
So
Henri's
revenge. You sprinkle it in all of the foodstuffs that are on the ship. You don't find any sign of any treasure or anything like that. There's nothing that indicates any kind of treasure on the ship. Doug, where have you been? On top of the ship, or have you?
I'm on deck.
I'm on deck. Okay. You all meet up after searching and having your conversations.
Just all of us now?
Yeah. And Manuel relates to you that the officer of the deck
to let him rest.
Yeah. He had no idea about Isla Drake. He had no idea. I mean, you could tell he has no clue what that means.
The captain?
He's not the captain. He's the officer of the deck. Okay.
High-ranking officer on board.
Yeah.
The
captain's gone. The emissary from the king is gone. They went to the governor's mansion, and they haven't been seen since they left. Okay. And you found that out beforehand.
Well, Captain, we were told there was a great treasure on this, not including the axe.
That is correct. But
either we were lied to, or they've been moved up to the governor's mansion.
Or it might be very small. And on the captain's person.
Yes.
The ship is scheduled to leave in the morning. And I have just completed seasoning their foodstuffs, so capturing them later will be quite easy.
Excellent.
So perhaps we should before trouble arrives.
Okay. I will go thank the madam, and we will take our leave.
Now can I break some things?
We search. Shall we roll, or what do we find? I will search. No, we don't want to break anything.
Are you talking about in the captain's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can search. You can go ahead and do a smarts.
Smarts?
Unless you have a search. I don't think there is one. No.
Do a smarts.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Eight. Yeah.
Eight.
Both hits with razors. You find several things.
Philip
finds all this paper, and it has all kinds of words on it.
Take it all.
What is it?
Okay. One of it is part of a captain's journal.
Okay. Right?
And the captain's name is... No. Juan Ramon Sanchez de Villanueva.
Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Ramon
Sanchez de Villanueva.
De Villanueva. Nueva. Oh, I've heard of him.
Yes.
At the top of the log,
he is called the. He was once known as the 30 Sanchez.
At the top of the page, it says, Captain's Log, Stardate 4343.7.
Villanueva?
Yeah.
He was once known as the Dirty Sanchez.
I like the Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez.
Okay.
He was...
You find out that there is a person from, he mentions, coming to Havana to pick up the shipment. And then he has to go back to Cadiz as quickly as possible.
The person is coming to pick it up or has
no,
picked it up?
No,
they haven't loaded it yet.
So they are coming to Havana to pick up the shipment. That's all it says is the shipment. And then they have to go back to Cadiz as quickly as they can.
I want to do one more thing.
Uh-huh.
I go, before we leave, uh-huh. I go back down, the captain of the watch is still
yeah.
out.
Uh-huh.
I douse him in rum.
Okay.
This is why the rum is always gone.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what were you going to say?
I'm not processing what you just said.
Okay. The ship has been dispatched from Cadiz.
This ship.
To come to Havana and then pick up the shipment.
And pick up the shipment.
Uh-huh. And then take it back to Cadiz as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right. And they had to go see the governor because originally, and he mentions, and I'm paraphrasing what's in there, originally, they had given the governor 6 months to get the shipment together, but the time frames have changed, and now he's only had 3. And they have to come get it now. So, that's what that is.
Okay.
But the emissary from the king, he says, he mentions an emissary from the king, he doesn't name him. But they had to both go up there and get it.
So now we definitely want to get off the boat.
Yes.
So there you are. That's what you find out in there.
Do I find anything pretty in this room? I mean, like, you know, shiny, something small,
you know,
something
what you,
expensive.
You know what you find?
What's that?
You find a lace doily.
What else did we find? Do we find anything else? I mean, he got his search roll, I got my search roll. What we found is what we found.
Well, yeah, for the most part, I mean, you find just anything that the captain would typically have on him is on him.
A solid gold chamber pot.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you find, I tell you what you do find, you find like, if you want silver, he's got like a silver, cutlery set and stuff like that. And
is there, well, the rum, did he have rum?
Oh yeah.
That's the rum I pour on.
Okay. Okay.
Oh
yeah. He's got
rum. Used a good stuff?
And I put the bottle in his hand.
Okay.
I understand what you're doing, but can I have the swig first? Can I have a drink?
Certainly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Here.
Okay.
We
knock good stuff.
We knock the top off. We pour drinks for ourselves. Okay. I've got to use the rest of this for something. Somebody, this is spoken for.
All right. Sounds good. All right. What next?
Let's go find the mansion.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
I ditched the dress.
Okay.
Now he's naked.
But it was so fetching.
Now I have my clothes on.
Now it's middle
of
the night.
No wonder it made you look fat.
It's middle of the night.
It's a cross-dresser.
And there is the only people out are essentially guards.
And drunken sailors.
Yeah. Police and that kind of thing. But, I mean, the governor's mansion is far enough away where, at that point, there's not even drunken sailors. I mean, the governor's mansion is kind of in a residential area almost, in the town square.
Okay. So, now, Captain, if we go to the governor's mansion, we have to face all of his guards.
Yes, agreed.
Wouldn't it be better just wait till it comes down here? We know it's coming.
Well, I agree. No, I think we should set up and wait for him to come to us. Definitely, we're not going to storm the mansion. But maybe somebody could go
why
up
can't
the
we?
Mansion and
why can't we storm the mansion? We can still totally storm the mansion.
Maybe some brave young strapping lad
storm the mansion?
The mansion.
I'll go right on up.
See, wait a minute. Why don't? If the captain's there, and give us advance notice when the captain's coming back.
Why don't I go to the mansion? I mean, I am a Spaniard.
We don't hold.
Well, that's true. He can talk to his own kind.
Look, you'll hang out with the Irish guy. You'll hang out with me. No offense to the Irish people. Just kind of getting the spirit of the time, not being nice.
Nobody likes the Irish.
Nobody likes them. It's horrible.
Okay, just let me. Are we assuming at this point that the captain is going to bring this treasure back?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is he going to receive it as a delivery from someone else?
Why don't we just mug him on the way back? That's what we were deciding to do.
He is to bring it back on the ship, and then they are headed off to Cadiz.
We were just suggesting that someone could go up to the mansion to scope it out, spy, and come back before the captain and let us know he's coming.
Maybe
someone with a stealth score?
I will do that.
I can do that.
I will take a lantern with a hooded lantern, and when they leave, I will, so that as they're leaving, their backs will be to me, but if they're watching, I can flash and say,
okay,
here they come.
You have a hooded lantern?
Of course I do.
You know, I do now.
Things that you
yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things. What do you think you need? A hooded lantern would be nice.
Yeah.
If I need to give you a fate chip for that,
No, that's okay. All right, so you go up there and you do make your stealth roll.
Right now, that is a 4. I'm not happy with that. To say 3, I will stick with a
4.
You got 3 more bennies there, man.
Oh, wait, hang on. Does anybody have, I've already traded one, let's see.
I have the one that you can spend a benny to get any card left in the deck. I don't know if that'll help you or not.
Are the PowerPoint cards still left in the deck?
Well, yeah, but...
I don't know the deck well enough to know if that would be of any use to you.
Get the one that, your hero sees an old friend or acquaintance who might help you on your current quest, or the subject of your questioning tells you everything you want to know, whether by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force.
Give me that one. The friend? Yeah, the friend. The friend. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. 4.
Okay. It's a tie, then.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that the guard who spots me
mm-hmm.
is my old friend, Carlos.
Halt!
Carlos! Is that you? What are you doing in Cuba?
That halt was pretty loud, wasn't it?
Halt, my ears are bleeding.
Was that me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is...
Manuel?
Si! Como estas?
Manuel! What are you doing here?
Oh, I don't know. You get on a ship, you go places, and I'm here in Havana! Oh, I have a...
Oh, that's wonderful, Manuel. Manuel, I leave here at a few minutes after dawn. I have something I have to do in the morning, but right afterwards, we need to drink.
I have not seen you in years.
I know.
We need to talk.
Yes. Yes, I can do it now, sir.
I have a cigar.
Oh, I drink. I cannot. I know. No, it's beautiful. I cannot do it now.
Oh,
no.
Have some rum.
Smell how stinky this cigar is.
I will be in trouble like you would not.
With who?
The governor.
Get out!
Yes.
You are with the governor?
I am one of the governor's personal guards.
Personal guards for the governor?
See. He is quite busy, and I have to be with him in the morning.
Is he leaving in the morning?
No. No, but he is escorting two gentlemen back to their ship in the morning. It is, it's something important. I do not know.
Oh, who are these two gentlemen? This is very something.
One is a captain and one...
I will not tell you. And they are leaving in the morning.
Yes. Going directly back to their ship, it's my understanding.
Oh, I think they're going to be tired.
Have you already been there?
I think they may be tired.
They may sleep pretty
so
well,
what,
though.
What time will you be finished?
I should be finished, call it an hour or so after sunrise.
An hour after sunrise?
Or so, yes.
Okay. But I tell you what. I will take some money. I will try to be there. If not, start drinking. I will catch up with you when I get there.
Wonderful. Fantastico.
Fantastico! Hermano! And I give him a big hug.
Oh, he loves it.
Adios.
So how many hours till sunrise?
Oh, 2, maybe.
I'll go back and I'll say, if he's supposed to be there an hour after, so I expect, I can calculate travel time from there to there. Mm-hmm. So we know about what time they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, we will start watching the streets.
Okay.
I will tell them, this is my friend, Carlos. He is not to be harmed.
So kill him quickly.
Not to be harmed. You hurt Carlos, you die.
There is one problem with this. The governor, you say, is escorting them. Personally, you will not be traveling alone.
See, you will have my friend Carlos with you. Who is the greatest swordsman I have ever known besides my son.
And how many of his companions will be with him? Surely you asked him that.
I didn't.
So let's spend our 2 hours finding the most strategic place to ambush them.
I feel like we'll be facing too many swords.
How about on the ship? Why don't we stow away?
Swords? I got guns.
Why don't we stow away on the ship?
Currently, it's probably our greatest asset because this whole entire crew is passed out, ladies and drunk.
Because we are not enough to sail that ship.
How many people does it take to sail out?
Yours?
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah, us. 5 of you.
All 5?
Yeah. You all have something to do.
Well, they're dinghies, right? On the big ship?
Oh, I mean, there's probably one little boat that can...
Well, then we ambush.
Now, mind you, this is, when I say there's one little boat, this is not a boat that can across the seas boat. This is...
No, but it's okay. Big enough to get us back here.
Depending upon how far you get away from here, yeah.
Yeah,
and whether or not the treasure weighs 100 pounds.
We would kill it that way.
Let's just attack him here and then.
Now, wait. You're cautious, right? Or
is
that the other character?
I am
character?
Cautious. I'm cautious. See?
That doesn't sound like much of a plan.
It is a plan. These are
Big dingies.
Dingies?
Big dingies.
You or... just, wait a minute. We just found out about your friend here, okay? We know generally what route they're going to be taking. We know that there's going to be a few of them. But, you know, we're well-appointed mercenaries. We know our stuff. We know our business. We can easily take them here on land, especially in the morning.
Yes, but I do not want to endanger them.
Oh, we'll shoot him in the leg. It won't bleed too much. You know, he'll be fine.
What did I say?
We can't... If he wants to retain his position, we can't just leave him unmarked.
You harm Carlos, I kill you.
He has to look like he put up a fight of some sort.
We wait for them to go back to the
government. A leg wound is not a problem. He'll heal from it.
Are you going to kill the governor, too?
Hey, what are you guys
going to
do?
Are you going to kill the governor?
Let's go ahead and hold.
Are you going to shoot him in the leg to make it look good?
We might have to kill the governor.
Let's go hide in the hole.
Inside.
Alright, let's go hide in the hole.
It seems like a death trap to me.
Because all the food is poisoned?
The food is poisoned and we have no way to get away.
If these guys, he has enough crew to get the ship out of port, we have enough crew to turn the ship around and bring it back, even if we can't land it. Right?
I don't think that's correct.
You could...
We could turn it around.
It'd be a hard attempt, but, I mean, you could always try.
We could sneak off on one of the lifeboats, the small boats.
There's one. Apparently.
There's one.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Well, we find one guy.
One person.
Master swordsman who is a Spaniard.
I will volunteer for this job if it will save my friend Carlos.
We're not talking about killing Carlos. A leg wound. He'll be fine.
Right.
Well, wait a minute.
Until you ace the roll.
Hold on.
And you kill him.
We have 2 hours. And their crew is mostly intoxicated, right?
Yep.
Let's go back and waterlog all of their ammunition, all their powder.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll get on our ship. We'll leave Manuel on their ship. We'll ambush them when they come out of port. Mm-hmm. Then they can't shoot us.
And they've got enough men to take over our ship.
Back to Port-au-Prince?
Port Royal.
Port Royal. Mm-hmm. As a capture vessel. You get even richer.
There it is. Perfect plan.
Assuming the crew gets up, we're going to tow their ship with ours.
You can do that.
Our little bitty ship is going to tow their ship.
You can do that. You can set. I mean, you can do it up.
How are we going to get any wind when their ship is blocking all of the?
You put
wind?
The sails down. From theirs, but yeah.
I'm still thinking their ship is way too big.
No.
Oh, it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be quick.
Yeah, it's certainly not going to be quick. That's the thing.
Once you get it moving, it'll keep moving.
What's the plan?
Let's sneak back on board of their ship.
Okay.
And waterlog all of their cannon ammunition.
Ruin their combat effectiveness.
Okay.
And then we'll leave Manuel. We'll go back to our ship. We'll take our ship out in port, knowing which way they're going to be headed, and we'll ambush them out at the sea.
Small arms
as well as cannons.
Okay, they are still drunk. Some of them are still drunk. Some of them are passed out and happy. I mean, you can tell they all got smiles on their faces. And you go down into the hold, and you can waterlog the powder without any problems. You can't really waterlog shot.
Right.
But you can do whatever you want to with that at that point. But yeah, you can ruin all their powder bags and that kind of thing. Doesn't take too awfully long.
We don't want to take too awfully long.
All right.
Well, we've only got like, and I will hide
in the bilge.
You can hide in the bilge if you want.
Full of water.
Nasty water.
And rats.
No, definitely not.
Not in the bilge.
Definitely not rats.
Okay.
There would be
well, no the dead ones, yeah. Here.
Hide in the crow's nest.
I have a fear of rats.
I know.
Okay. No, I will not hide.
Then why did you say anything? It's much more fun if you find out later.
So where are you going
to
hide?
Hide in the crow's nest. They're way too drunk to get up there.
I will hide in the crow's nest.
Okay. Have you got climbing?
I do.
I do not.
Okay.
Well, why don't you hide in the crow's nest, and I'll hide someplace else. I was going to hide, like, in the captain's quarters, if there's a place to hide in there. Like,
under
his
bed?
Under his bed or something.
Yeah, you can try under his bed.
In the wardrobe.
Under his bed would probably be better.
I mean, don't they, like, move the bed out of the way, though, to eat meals and things like that?
Yeah, they did.
Um,
not going to be eating too many meals. Yes.
It all depends upon how quickly you catch up with the ship after it leaves.
Presumably, they're going to put the treasure in the captain's quarters anyway. That's a good place to hide.
Okay, I'll hide under the bed. Is the bed out?
Yeah, bed's out.
Okay, I will find a place to hide in his quarters. I mean, if it's the wardrobe or the...
Okay, well, let's, for the purpose of this, we'll say it's under the bed.
Okay.
The rest of us will get in our ship and sail up.
Okay.
I mean, we know where we're going. We'll let them catch us.
I'll climb up in the rigging. Yeah. Rigging.
Well, we don't want to get too far away because the wide ocean.
I'm supposed to be hiding in the crow's nest.
Oh, so you're staying on
apparently I'm hiding in the crow's nest.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't have to. Okay.
Yeah, it was whether or not he was going to climb up there or not. Okay.
Gotcha.
So... Jeff is on the ship. The four of you go back on your ship and take off. Okay. Boom. You take off.
Split the party.
Yeah. There is a standard course that you go if you're going to go to Cadiz, and you know that. And actually you read a lot of that as far as, on his charts. So how far do you want to go out? You want to go out
20 knots.
20. That's a speed.
20 leagues.
20 leagues.
Couple of hours.
Okay, that's 60 miles.
No, don't go a couple hours because they're going to
Do you want to go out of sight of the port? Or?
I think just out of sight of the port.
Just out of sight of the port. Okay, alright. So you go out of sight of the port without any problems. Yes.
Far enough away that they will have eaten, but not far enough away that they have
not eaten.
Realize, huh?
Not eaten?
Why not?
Because I'm hiding under the bed, which becomes his dinner table for breakfast.
Yeah, but they need to eat to be sick. It's not our fault you're stupid enough to hide under the bed.
They left.
It's the captain's call.
And you're in there, and they go out far enough.
They're still hungover.
Okay. So here's the thing. You're hiding kind of, do you want to hide close to the shore, or do you want to go out and see?
I think we're going to be out and see.
All right, so you want to go over the horizon or something?
Yeah, just so we're out of sight of the port.
Okay.
I'll use my spyglass, and we'll get just to where we can just see the port.
Okay, all right. So you do that. Dawn comes. You hear all kinds of rustling and that kind of thing, and people boarding the ship. You hear shouting and screaming and them grabbing. You hear other people shouting and screaming and that kind of thing, and you can tell by listening to all this is the captain's hacked off.
What?
The captain is furious.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Wonder.
Someone went through all his stuff.
So they, you could tell by what you had read, he had planned on leaving just after sunrise. It's not maybe 2 or 3 hours afterwards because he has called and disciplined the officer of the deck, and then you hear a couple of the guys who have gotten whipped, and then so you hear Lasham talking to about the officer of the deck, and then all of a sudden you hear, all right, we're going to make sail, and the ship slowly starts moving.
We'll load our cannons.
Okay. You have 6 cannons, 3 on each side. You can
broadside them.
Yeah, you can fire 1/4 of your cannons at any one time. Okay, but if you cross the T or go broadside, then you can fire all of one side.
Okay.
You see a man in black. You kind of see him from the chest down where you are underneath the bed. He walks in, and the captain is behind him. And as soon as they both come in, and he's carrying a chest, and it's maybe about, I don't know, 2-3 feet wide, a foot or two deep, maybe about that same tall, and they discuss in Spanish where they're going to put it.
Which is?
What, the chest?
I speak Spanish.
Yeah, they discuss where they're going to put it, and they don't really know. They're trying to figure out the best spot for it.
Under the bed. On the bed.
Yeah. So they decide to put it where all the silverware is, and so they pull the silverware out and they put it up in there because that's a locked cabinet. They lock the cabinet. And he says, I'll post a guard outside the door. And that's what he does. So.
Do they leave?
They leave. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they leave.
Sneaky, sneaky.
And about that time, make a voting. Joe, sorry.
Ten.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, you beat his well. So once you do that, you can close now with him if you want. You can let him keep going, or you can make the ship close within essentially firing distance, if you wish.
Captain?
Let's close and fire the cannons.
Okay.
Say hello.
All right.
Okay. Do I roll again?
Yeah, one more time. Five.
Yeah. Ding.
That gives you plus two.
Pilot gives him plus two, I think.
Oh, no, I do have pilot.
Yeah.
Then you got a six, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, you're right up to it, and you can fire if you wish. You hear all kinds of ship...
Jeff.
Ship ahoy, and the way that it's coming up, way that you're approaching it, yes.
As far as your editing goes,
yeah,
he doesn't have a plus two beside his boating skill.
Yeah, now the boating skill, what it is that it's specific for something, specific for chases.
Okay, the pilot just says plus two to boating.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just plus two to boating.
I didn't know if you would want it there for
that's just Hero Lab probably just left it out because it normally is in there. I'll make a point of putting that in. Joe, do me a favor, write on there plus two beside it.
As soon as I start hearing noise outside, I will come out from under the bed and move to the door stealthily. I mean, in case somebody comes in, I'm going to be out in the open. But I'm moving under cover of all this noise. But I'm going to get out and draw my blades, and if somebody comes in, I want to be ready.
Okay.
Which way does the door
open? In.
I can get behind the door, right?
Lock the door. Lock some inside.
Put the chest against the door.
Is the door, well, it's locked in the thing.
It locks from both sides.
Now, but
in other words, you don't have like one lock. Yeah, you need keys.
But I don't have
keys. Not anymore.
Okay, but what I want to do is, alright, if I start hearing gunshots, what I want to do, like cannons and stuff going off, I want to strike. I want to break into the cabin.
Okay. All right. The way you approach it, you can get off two shots if you wish.
Okay.
Just shoot.
Text.
That you got to have. Joe can't.
Right.
Okay. And it takes three people to arm a cannon. So the three of you can shoot.
But one cannon. Yeah. You can all fire. You can fire two cannons.
No, you can fire one cannon. It takes three people to arm.
Well, you can fire it, but then to reload it, you need all three.
That's true.
So we already have all six cannons loaded because the captain said that when we left.
Yep. Yes.
So what's your shooting?
All right. And what Ten. Is it whoever's, how many people are shooting?
Skill.
He's shooting, not me.
Okay.
I got a six.
Ten.
All right.
Okay. Roy and I will shoot.
Okay. All right, you're at a...
Remember, we don't want a sinker.
You're at a minus two, unless you have steady hands. And it's moving. How did you approach it? In other words, did you approach it from behind? You approach it from the T? There's a whole ship combat thing, but, I mean, you guys kind of bypassed all this. That's... Okay. In other words, here's the ship, okay?
And for the record, Todd has cool little ships here for us to...
Alright, so now...
So what's the best approach?
The ideal approach is to cross the T.
Cross the T.
Okay? So you do that.
Front or back?
Yeah, the back is better.
They can't shoot at us, so why don't we just catch them, come up on them like this,
and broadside.
Yeah, you can do that.
Because they can't shoot back right now.
And then you won't have the minus for
them.
As long as you're parallel, you don't have a minus.
You would actually, since you're catching up to them and there's a one difference, you would actually have a minus one. Just because it, whatever the difference is, whether it's plus or minus.
We thought ahead. So we can do this.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah, minus three.
Okay.
We have a plan. First shot.
Oof.
We sink it.
16 minus what?
One.
Three.
One for the roll and two for the non-city game.
13.
Okay. What'd you roll?
13 total.
All right, roll 46. 46 and 5d6. Sorry.
Yeah, don't sink it. You've got a very important banner.
It won't sink right away.
Yeah, it won't sink. You'll have plenty of time to break into the cabinet, maybe, and get the eye and jump overboard.
We might shoot a hole through that cabinet.
Hey, yeah, that'd be crazy. It blows a hole as I'm about ready to bust the door open, a cannonball comes through.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, he's going to get more dice.
Two more dice.
Two sixes.
Nice.
Okay, so let's see here. That's 10. 28.
28. That is a hit with a raise.
Hit with a raise. That's damage.
It's damage with a raise. So, in other words, it's a shaking with a wound for purposes of the shit. Okay, no.
Not yet.
No.
Got three wounds just like you did.
The ship is stunned.
Okay, so essentially, so for all intents and purposes, it has a wound. Okay. Have you
do
got
you
your
soak it? Do you soak
I
it?
Can't. I can't. You can't soak that.
Ships can't soak wounds.
No.
Which name?
Yes, they can. The pilot.
The pilot can
make soak roll for ship.
Oh, okay. And then he will do that.
You rock.
The pilot's only a D6. Is he a? Is he a wild card?
He's the captain. Yeah, he has a wild card.
Oh, so he's busy.
Yeah.
Does he have the pilot?
He does. He has the pilot, and the thing about it is, no, he does not have the pilot.
Because the pilot is what gives him the soak roll.
Oh, you mean the edge?
Yes.
Okay, no, he doesn't have that. Okay.
Sweet.
All right.
How are you soaking?
That's my point. You said pilot, and I thought you meant
the
pilot skill. Oh, no, he does not have
the pilot.
No, no.
Can make soak rolls for ship.
No, he doesn't.
All right.
Okay.
Oh!
So, since you got a wound, he gets a minus one to his voting roll. All right. So now he rolls on the out of control table.
Oh, he just sank now. Yeah, that's great.
He's gonna flip the boat.
Yeah, you might want to give him pilot.
No, I mean he's a bad seaman. That's the way I designed this. He's awful. He's a great fighter and leader, but he's crap on the ship.
Nobody makes a captain like that.
Yes. Well, 2d6 for me, Jack.
God does. Ooh.
11.
Well, you got it. Does it explode?
No. It's just 2d6. It's a major slip. The ship moves towards you.
Nice.
Okay? So it slides. Essentially, it just slides over.
Oh.
Because he's lost control. And it slides over to you. And now...
You guys can board.
You are close enough to board. But now, to board, you have to do a throwing roll with hooks. To make sure that you stay boarded.
I can do
tied
it.
To one another.
Now, okay. When is initiative coming to play in this?
Right now.
You look very excited.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I am. Matter of fact, can you guys clear me out of space here?
Possibly.
Bring that microphone this direction. And that is where the game mat and minis came out. Now, unfortunately, the audio quality and everyone's excited chatter makes the rest of the show pretty much all but unintelligible. We managed to pull alongside and board the ship. My guy held back and picked off who I could at a distance while everyone else boarded. The mooks were taken out pretty quickly, but a couple of wild card characters took some time. It was a long, tough fight, but we pulled it out in the end. Next time, we will be returning to our Nova Praxis game. Questions, comments, and critique can be left on our blog at RusakGamers.com, our email address, roy@RusakGamers.com, or our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Savage Worlds is copyright 2011 Great White Games, LLC. Pirates of the Spanish Main is copyright 2006 WizKids Incorporated.